Yeah. Are we still on the? I'm sorry. When I
think yeah,
of
I
it's still
I
the ED report, and you're and
yeah.
And
yeah, listen. I have. I'm a staff rep, and I've had reports out of Washington D.C. that you cut the staff hours in half while giving everybody full benefits. I'd like an explanation of this. And once again, I remind everybody that it is the job of the PNB to supervise our ED, and it is rather hard to supervise our ED when I hear about all these things after the fact, and I'd like your comments on that, and I'd like to know whether that is true.
Our personnel policies call for any employee that works 50% or more to receive full benefits. So a number of people in Washington are being cut to 50% time, but they will receive full benefits. This was done in discussion with the union and with the station interim management, working out a plan to save as many jobs as possible and also to leave people in a position where they aren't high and dry with no health insurance.
I absolutely agree with that. We shouldn't leave people high and dry. My follow-up question is this. Why did you move so fast to take care of the cuts in Washington, D.C., but yet we are still waiting for cuts in Berkeley, okay? I've had two or three people express real concerns about this in the fact that, and I'm not making any aspersions here, I'm telling you what people told me, both black and white. It appears we move very quickly. It appears we move very quickly when there's a black station involved, and we drag our feet when it's a predominantly white station. And I would love to have an answer to that, because that really put me on the spot.
I'm sorry to hear that, and that is disturbing, Sean. The issue is that I have mandated the cuts at KPFA. They seemingly were forthcoming. The July 15th payroll was considerably reduced, but it crept back up on July 31st. And so to say that I'm livid about what happened is putting it mildly, and to say that I've been taking the management to staff over that is also an honest report. And that's why we're proceeding in the way that we are. I met with a number of people on Friday, and we agreed that we needed LSB support behind this, and so that's what's gone into the motion that was proposed and passed by Joe tonight.
But wait, I don't see how Joe's motion has anything to do with Washington, D.C., and I'm a little bit surprised that, you know, you didn't come to the board and talk to us first, because it's our duty to supervise you, and we can't
supervise
you. And
it's my duty to manage the foundation. And since there was an agreement as to the way to handle it in D.C., we went ahead and took care of it.
Well, I disagree with you totally, and we cannot supervise you. If we learn all these things, this is the second time this has happened, and I am tired of learning all these things after the fact. We need to have this information up front so that we can help you, Arlene, and this is now the second time you have done this, and this is very annoying because you're not allowing us to help you. So please, there was nobody dying. You could have come to the board. You could have sent out an email.
How are we doing on time here?
We're over time.
Thank you.
Okay. The next item is unfinished business. Nia's motion to rescind the earlier motion on LSB security adopted at the April 6th meeting. Nia, do you want to motivate that?
Yes, it's a hard act to follow there, but I'll certainly try it. But George, you said 2 minutes. It's kind of. Could I maybe have 3 minutes for me to motivate this? It might take me a little bit longer because I need to read what the original thing was.
Do you want to read that into the record?
Well, I think
We all have it in front of it. It was passed already. It's in the record. You don't have to read it. Just motivate the motion.
Okay. Well, I can't just motivate the motion because people are listening might not know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I'm simply
like asking
for courteous. Okay. Thank you. So since Summer said it now, coming on the heels of...
I'm sorry, but Summer doesn't make the rules here. We have a very short amount of time to work on this. It is public knowledge. It's out there. It's been used. We're talking about a motion which has already been acted upon, and is in the minutes, it's public. You can speak to rescinding it and why we should rescind it.
Okay, I'm going to speak and use my 2 minutes however I see fit. However, I don't think to motivate anything that an exception should be made for at least 3 minutes. In any case, my motivation, rather, to rescind this zero tolerance policy that was passed, is I'm not in any stretch of the imagination condoning violence, especially one who has been the recipient of threats. So I'm not at all doing that. However, I think if this is not rescinded, it could cause us more trouble than we can handle it. The first thing is Pacifica should have a zero tolerance policy for violence or threats of violence at its LSB meetings. Now, without modifying the term threats of violence, the PNB, in my opinion, is opening the door to misusing this provision to remove quote-unquote political opponents for, I would say, what can be termed as figures of speech. As we all know, this is Pacifica. Debates can get heated. We know that. Even on this PNB, there was a clear dispute about a lot of... What is all this beeping? I don't know what's going on here. There was a clear expression of that just a while ago. So when someone might make a harsh statement in a polarized climate, you know, that can be exaggerated into quote unquote threats of violence when one is simply just making a point. You know, so that is troubling to me. What is also troubling is that this thing is used throughout this entire document, but I think at a minimum, the word explicit, as I said before, should be in front of threats of violence. The second thing is that the chair has the, it says the chairs of each LSB are hereby specifically empowered at their discretion to remove from a duly called meeting at the LSB any person who engages in violence or threats of violence against another person during the meeting. In Pacifica, I expect this from other places, but not Pacifica. No single person should have that much power. At least if you're going to remove someone, it should require the consent at least of a simple, reasonable majority, especially in clear cases where, you know, well, it seems to me there shouldn't be any problem if it can be proven. I'm trying to go on my limit. How much more time do I have, Campbell?
Time is up.
Well, by the 3 minutes, you're over, but there's 10 minutes for the segment.
Okay.
So,
Kathy on the stack, please.
Okay, so could I just finish up?
Sean on the stack. Just conclude, Nia, then we'll take a stack. I heard Kathy and then Sean.
Okay. This part, again, about chairs are empowered to remove people. I mean, for the foundation's sake, I'm asking people to really rethink this. This is extremely dangerous physically for both the quote-unquote sergeant of arms and the person being removed. I remember back in the 90s, you guys had a problem out there. Was it in Berkeley, I believe, people touching? We can't go around touching the public. That has to be left up to law enforcement people. To me, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. So I really think that I would like for this, my intent really, since my time is up, when this is rescinded, I would like to move that this be referred to the governance committee.
Okay. Kathy.
Well, I would like to speak on behalf on keeping the motion. I do not believe it should be rescinded. And I think anyone who was at the meeting in New York City last year had a taste of what can happen at a board meeting, both national and local, and being one of the members of staff that has been threatened. And after seeing at one of our board meetings a staff member of the LSB being kicked by someone in the audience, and what happens is people get very hyped up for their political positions, and they incite other people who might act out on those threats. And I don't feel that I should have to go to a board meeting with the threat of violence in the air. And I would demand to be protected by the chair not to be subjected to violence based on a principle that's not being exercised by the majority at these meetings. They can be very hostile. They can be very violent. And we have a responsibility to keep those meetings safe. And that's my position. So
Sean.
I speak against it.
Sean.
Yeah, first of all, I want to associate myself with all of Kathy's remarks, and I want to remind you that before this motion was passed, in about a month period, we had violence or threats of violence or the police called at three different LSB meetings, okay? When this motion was passed by a two-thirds vote, it needed a simple majority to pass, but it passed by a two-thirds vote, which means that most of the members on this board are somewhat concerned about their physical safety when they go to their LSB meetings. And since it has been passed, all violence has ceased. This has been a successful policy that has allowed for us to deal with people who come into meetings to threaten violence, to obstruct our work. And since its passage, that has all stopped. I will remind everybody, Nia is wrong. In Robert's Rules of Order, the chair has the right to have anybody who is, you know, being obstructive, to have them removed from the proceedings, okay? So, folks, vote down this recension. This policy has worked, and if you vote for this recension, you cannot claim to be following the Pacifica mission of peace, because this motion is what is guaranteeing our peace. Thank you very much.
Tremor to the stack.
Alex on the stack.
I heard Summer and Alex, and how much time we got left for this motion?
Leslie to the stack, please.
Motion to extend by 10 minutes.
How much time we got?
Well, now 2:09.
Motion to extend.
Second.
You don't have the floor yet. Summer, you do.
Okay, motion to extend by 10 minutes.
Second.
Is there any opposition to extending the motion for 10 minutes?
Not if you heard me ask to be on the stack.
I heard you, Leslie.
I didn't actually, Leslie. Were you after Alex or somewhere?
Yes, it was after Alex. It was me and
I was after Alex.
Okay.
And Nia would like to be on the stack also. Did you hear me, George?
I did.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Summer.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, I have to say that...
Are we extended now?
There was no objection, so it extended for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. So we got
starting
10 minutes.
Starting from the time that just now.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. I have to say, you know, I mean, I share concerns about, you know, his sergeant at arms. We hired security for our meetings, you know, and they can... They manhandle people at other places. They didn't have to manhandle anybody. They worked very effectively just being there. It is unfortunate to have to waste resources in this fashion, but frankly, meeting and getting no business done is even worse, and having, like, people yelled at and screamed at and all that's also worse. The very person that we were dealing with at our meetings did show up at the candidate forum I was at and did, as usual, try to rouse things up, engage, and et cetera, and the election supervisor had to be told, like, hey, you know, like, this guy's got a personal beef with this other person. Anyway, it was like the moment he was outside of LSB territory, it was like, ooh, this is a public meeting, I can come and start crap. There he was. I mean, he started it with me, and, you know, all I'm saying is, like, we've got to have some way of maintaining order, or this is all a joke. If we can't run orderly meetings in which the public is safe and board members aren't abused and just intimidated and frightened by people who are threatening, I mean, then we can't run anything. You know, any business keeps an orderly environment. And just because, you know, and that doesn't impinge on people's free speech, we can talk all day long, and there's a big difference between a little bit of rhetoric when you're arguing motions and people threatening people physically, and that's what we're talking about. So I'm opposed to rescinding the motion also. We just have to be very careful to adhere to the law, use appropriate security, and not just Joe Blow so that we don't have, you know, problems. But we have to be able to maintain security at these events because we have the public there, including the people serving on the LSB who are also members of the public. So I'm adamant. It's been much better since we passed this motion for us here at KPFK. Thank you.
Alex.
Okay, I just want to reiterate something that we discussed when we passed the original motion. That is, there's really nothing in this motion that doesn't already exist in Robert's Rules. Part of it that discusses the ability of the chair to remove an unruly person from a meeting, that's in Robert's Rules. we're not making anything new here. The part that discusses the ability of a board to suspend an unruly member by a majority vote, that's also in Robert's Rules. So there's nothing new here. This is simply a reaffirmation of certain rules of conduct that allow a board meeting to proceed peacefully that are enshrined in Robert's Rules, have been there for ages, and the fact that our meetings have in the past allowed these kind of activities shows the need that we need something like this. We need to reaffirm these kind of policies, and I'm strongly in favor of keeping the original motion.
Leslie, I heard somebody wanted to be on the stack, but I couldn't tell who it was.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah, my concern with this motion from the beginning has been that it doesn't define violence. You know, and this is not a question of we know it when we see it, because as Nia said, very often this can be misused as a political tool, and violence can be defined one way in one situation and one way in another. We have had at our LSB on several occasions what I would consider verbal violence. I don't know if that's covered by this ruling, and I would like to rescind it, but I would like to see a motion brought forward, and I'd be willing to help with it, that actually had a definition of violence in here that we didn't use, that could not be used as loosely as this definition can be. I certainly object to violence at an LSB meeting, but for instance, I don't think the New York meeting was violent. I think it was certainly disruptive. I think it was certainly loud and noisy. That doesn't constitute violence. And I think we have to be very careful when we bandy that word around. Thank you.
Rico to the stack, please.
Campbell.
Jennifer to the stack.
I think Nia was next, George. Did you give me something?
The rule is that people who haven't spoken yet get a chance before a second shot. So go ahead, Campbell.
Okay. Yes. My concern would be in regards to threats of violence and that definition, which I think is perhaps what is very loose. I certainly agree that Robert's Rules provides for the removal of persons who become violent, and I think that's totally appropriate that the group, the organization can protect itself in that sense. However, the notion of threats of violence, I think, is one of these things that can be open to rather fuzzy definitions, and that, I think, at least in part, it should be repealed or rescinded, the threats of violence portion of this, so that it's not available to be abused. Thank you.
Okay, Rico.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that when I first came to KPFK, I was surprised at how heated the people can get over these things, and it was a little scary, and I'm not one to be frightened of very much, but I just really didn't expect it at a place like Pacifica. I understand where people are coming from, but Pacifica stands for two things, and they kind of almost seem like they conflict, but they don't. We stand for being able to protest, but we also stand for peace. And we have to be able to ride that fine line and notice the difference between what is peaceful protest and what is it becomes violent threats. And with that in mind, the other thing I wanted to say is it always amazes me when we work our butts off to go over something for hours, and then we come to a conclusion, and then we have to rehash this thing. I don't think that it's much going to change by rehashing it, which is why I think this is kind of a moot point. The votes are going to go down like they did last time, and it's just going to be another hour that we've wasted. So with that in mind, I think that you know we should just get to it. This thing is going to probably not be rescinded, and we'll move on.
In fact, we have actually exceeded the time certain for this meeting.
it requires a two-thirds vote to extend time at this point. What I'd like
call
to do is to give Nia a chance to respond, and then we'll call the question. Is there any objection to that?
Well, yes, there is, because if Nia responds,
okay.
I was the bringer of the motion, and I would like to respond to any of Nia's last remarks.
That's fair.
Well, Nia was the bearer of the motion.
No, 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 the original motion, sir, not the motion to rescind,
okay.
The
right.
Original
well,
zero.
There is an objection. I'm not going to do that then, unless there's a motion to suspend the agenda and extend time, we will go to a vote on this. Okay, hearing none. Would you take the roll call, please, Athea? A yes vote is to rescind. A no vote is to not rescind.
Okay. Shram Agnir?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. No. Take it back.
No rescission. Is that correct?
No rescission. That's what I meant. Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
I pass.
Joseph Wanzala?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
No.
Rico Ross?
No.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Alberto Luera?
No.
Richard Uzel?
No.
Nia Bediako?
Yes, and I'll reopen my complaint that I made about someone who spoke earlier.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Jennifer Jaeger?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alonzo Brown?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kimmery Orendorf?
Staying.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Jim Bennett?
Abstain.
Ifea Wangaza? No. We had Andrea to pass?
Yes.
What is the vote, Madam Secretary?
I'm sorry, it's 14 no's and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses and
1, 2 abstentions.
Okay, motion fails. This meeting is adjourned. We'll reconvene as fast as we can in the executive session.
Yeah.